Wow, that's exciting. Sultans of String. And they are here live in the studio at WDIY. Gentlemen, welcome to WDIY.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. Based out of Toronto, Canada.
That's right. We just drove in this morning.
And Maverick Music Magazine said, energetic, exciting music from a band with talent to burn. Tell me about that.
Well, we do have a lot of fun when we perform on stage. Just this band is all about, for me, bringing together the best string players, the real rocket players in the Canadian world music and folk music scene. And sometimes we're burning it down to the ground. Sometimes we're playing ballads too, a little bit of everything. But we've got Alberto Suarez from originally from Cuba, now just outside of Toronto, playing cajon, that's the wooden box and the cymbals. We've got Kevin Laliberté on guitar, who plays Amin Rumba Flamenca guitar, and you heard him in that track. Drew Burston on bass, who performs on massive pop stages in Canada, as well as bands like Sultans of String with us. And myself, Chris McCool, on violin.
Fantastic. Now, I understand you guys just came off a Midwestern tour.
We did about 21 shows in about 12 days. It was Kevin and I doing mostly a duo tour, which we wrote the songs starting about 7 or 8 years ago. I met Kevin about 10 years ago, actually, and we started writing tunes together. A lot of them were just kind of spontaneous improvisations that evolved over time into tunes, and then bringing Drew on board and other amazing players like Alberto and Chendi Leon and Eddie Payton on guitar. And the Midwest tour was really fun because every day we were performing at a radio station or on TV and then playing at night. And by the end of it, our arms felt a little bit like rubber bands.
I'm sure.
But great to meet lots of people.
Fantastic. Now, being from Canada, who would you say influenced your style of music?
Well, me personally, there's a couple of violin players. Hugh Marsh, who's toured around with Lorena McKennitt and has done a lot of Hollywood film scores. He's a Toronto-based violin player that really inspired me. There's a band called Willie and Lobo that's from, I think, from more like the Mexico region that Kevin introduced me to. And that's another guitar-playing, violin-slinging sort of duo-based thing. But Toronto is an amazing place because you've got performers, musicians from all over the world coming together, playing music together and all learning from each other and growing through each other. It's a really great scene.
Sounds great. How would you like to start us off with one of your fantastic tunes?
Oh, thanks. This is a song called El Kahira, which is the Arabic name for Cairo, the city where my mother was born and lived till she was 18. The string guys are doing a drop D tuning on this, and Chindi is going to be playing the darbuka, or the goblet hand drum on this. And this tune goes out to all those who are struggling and praying for peace in Egypt right now.
Excellent, excellent. While they're getting ready, ladies and gentlemen, the Sultans of String performing tonight live at the Levitt Pavilion. Sultans of String. That was fantastic, gentlemen. I saw that you had a video on the BBC channel.
Yeah, that was really fun. We went over, it was about a year ago that we got invited to the Celtic Connections. I guess it's a combination of a big festival and also kind of a music industry conference all wrapped up into one. And yeah, we got to play on BBC television. We were recorded for Irish National Radio. It was a real hoot. The audiences there were really fun.
Fantastic. It looked like it was a great time. Also, nominated World Group of the Year at the 2013 Canadian Indie Awards. That must have been exciting.
That was. And then we won the Canadian Folk Music Awards in the same category. So the folk music scene has been really good for us. I mean, what we do is kind of a blend of a lot of things. There's the folk music element of it. There's a world music element. There's a lot of jazz training that's gone into Kevin and Drew's playing. So you can hear some of that in their improvisations as well.
Great. How long have you guys been playing together?
Well, I met Kevin about 10 years ago. He was actually a substitute guitar player for another guitar player who couldn't make it that day. I think he got a better paying gig or something. And I heard Kevin playing this rumba flamenca rhythm. I fell in love with it right away, and I said, we got to write songs together.
Sure.
And, you know, I met Drew about the same time with a separate kind of jazz pickup thing. And Toronto's like that. You just end up meeting so many different players, and they all come from different circles. Eventually, everyone's going to know everyone else in Toronto, and everyone's going to play in every other band. So it's probably just going to turn into one big sea of gray music or something. But we love it because there's a lot of mixing and matching that happens.
I must say this, it's working. Whatever's happening, you guys are doing it well. New CD coming out.
That's right. It's we actually brought together 55 of our closest classical musician friends and members of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra and the Canadian Ballet Orchestra and other orchestras in the area. Brought them into the studio, and we had this incredible arranger. Her name is Rebecca Pallett. She's done arranging for these huge IMAX film productions and Hollywood films. We asked her, can you take our whole show and transcribe it so that we can play with the symphony? And what she came out with was really nice for us because it wasn't just Sultans of String with background sounds of the symphony. They're almost like equal partners with us, in the, as you heard in that Monty's Revenge track. And so we've started performing with symphonies, and this record's coming out distributed through the Sony label on September 17th.
Great. Well, good luck and congratulations with that. How about playing us a little ditty from one of those songs on that CD?
Absolutely. There's a tune on the symphony CD. Well, we didn't bring the symphony musicians with us because they don't fit in the Honda Civic. But this is a tune that you will hear on that record. It's called Emerald Swing.
Take it away, gentlemen. Fantastic. Sultans of String performing tonight at the Levitt Pavilion. 7 o'clock is the show. What else is on the menu? What do you guys have planned after that?
Oh, well, we actually, it's kind of a funny tour this weekend, but we're actually driving up to back up to Canada tomorrow morning. We're playing in the middle of a forest. It's called the Haliburton Forest Festival, and we really love reaching out to young people and trying to get them as excited about music as we are. We like getting them up on stage, playing musical instruments from around the world and singing along, clapping along, so we're going to be doing some of that. On Sunday morning, it's going to take us about that much time to drive
sure,
up there.
Sure, sure. And if people want to hear more, how do they, you know, tune in or log on?
Well, sultansofstring.com is the official web address. We also have a YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter. I don't think MySpace, I don't think we're doing that anymore.
But so.
These things come and they go, but we're pretty easy to find online.
Well, we're excited, as all, to have you here, WDIY, and we wish you the best of luck with your new album and the relationship with Sony Music. That's going to be exciting. You want to take us out with another tune?
Yeah, for sure. This is a tune that Kevin here on guitar wrote called Lisbon, and Drew does a really sweet solo bass intro to it that you'll hear.
Excellent. Sultans of String, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. great music, great group of guys. Thank you for coming in to WDIY.
Thanks so much for having us. We love you guys.
That was the Sultans of String, ladies and gentlemen. They will be performing at the Levitt Pavilion tonight at 7 p.m., and we wish them the best of luck and thank them for coming in to WDIY to perform for us. What a treat that was. Right here on The Blend on WDIY Allentown, we are listener-supported community public radio.